Anything said by our guests of Latinx Nation does not represent us as an organization, nor do we condone their opinions, beliefs, and anything they claim to be facts. This is strictly an environment for free speech and a platform for the people to tell their story.
It's like a drug.
Yeah.
It like adds more to like why you want to be a better person every single motherfucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because these people are working their ass off with less than a quarter of what we have.
Sounds like me.
You know? I know, right? Latinx Nation. Oh, thanks.
This was the start of the episode, people.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I know we're a little late. We've just been facing difficulties on certain things. Not even difficulties. There's like change of things.
Yeah,
routines and everything. But I'm Carla, your host, and my co-host,
Sal,
and our other co-host,
Melanie.
Sal, you want to take charge of the...
So we got a few shout-outs today. We are actually recording this on MLK Day, so shout-out to everybody celebrating MLK. Martin Luther King Jr., amazing freedom rights activist, and he's done incredible speeches. Now, you know, everyone knows about the I Have a Dream speech. But there's so many things that
learning
he's
learning about his stuff.
Oh my God, his public speaking skills were amazing.
Yeah.
He made people connect. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And like a few of us here at Latinx, we went to go help out and serve with a former nonprofit that I used to work with called Leadership Long Beach. That's one of our shout outs. They had their 10th annual MLK. Take a day on, not a day off. So it was an MLK serve day here in Long Beach, where they were actually for the first time were able to serve in all the districts and within Long Beach. So we had a serving site. We had like a project site in every neighborhood in Long Beach, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And like
this is the first year they've done that.
This is the first year where they're able to have a project site everywhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was always like maybe like one or two districts that we were in.
Like it was just separated.
Yeah.
But now they had 20 different projects.
Yeah.
And there was something in every district.
Wow. Yeah.
Like so, you go, like, because our project was on Anaheim. You like drive on Anaheim, you see like three different projects. Like,
oh, so shit.
Cool.
That's cool.
And then going up Bixby, there was another project going on.
Okay.
And like these projects can differ from like murals to like gardening, landscaping to like
things that are benefiting the communities.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's just stuff that, or even just like as simple as going to neighborhoods and just clean them up, or even beach cleanups as well.
Oh, beach cleanups were fun. Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. We did a mural on Anaheim by the Unified Cambodian Center. So we did our best trying to draw these really cool drawings and artworks. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun just being together. And hopefully we got some really good stuff on the way. For like a future podcast.
Yeah, I heard you met like the guy that runs the Cambodian Center.
Yeah.
And a couple other people that run nonprofits.
The new executive director of Leadership Long Beach, and I got to meet up with my old mentors from there.
Yeah.
You know, and then it was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, we should have like promoted it a little bit.
Yeah. For sure, for next year we have to promote it like ask people who wants to come with us.
Yeah,
because like, we get other people to come with us as well.
Yeah,
and because when you can register as like an individual, or you can register as a company or like a
group. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was something where I was like, oh my God, I didn't know we were doing this.
Yeah, that's cool.
But also, I didn't know if I was gonna work or not. Mm-hmm. So I was so happy that I was actually able to go because I wasn't able to go last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I found one of the quotes.
Oh yes, say one of the quotes.
So this is one of my favorite quotes that we heard today. Uh-huh. So it's, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love, by Martin Luther King.
Damn. Respect.
Respect. It's dope.
That's so true though. Like that, everybody felt that. I think that's like a good
It got silent more in this room.
That's good.
Well, today we have a very special guest, someone that we've been wanting on the show for a while. It's just all of our crazy schedules never really work out.
Yes.
But it's exciting that he's finally here, and it is Roger.
Yeah, Rogelio I have Vargas. A gun towards his head right now.
Yeah, he's like, you're staying.
He has to be here.
He has to be.
Hello. How's it going? Thank you for inviting me, guys. Like Sal did say, my name is Rogelio. Everyone, family members, call me Roger. Thank you again for, it's a pleasure being here.
Yeah, no, we've been trying to get him on the show for a while, but since, like, with his job, he works, like, long hours, and then by the time he gets out, he either has stuff to do, or he's just like, we're going out.
Or we choose, podcast or go party.
Exactly.
So the party, what is?
Exactly. To stay sane, we need to go party.
Yeah. So now we're like, you know what? Let's just do a podcast this time. Yeah. See how it works out.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens after.
Roger, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tell our audience where you're born from, like, what's your ethnicity? What you dedicate yourself to, a little bit about yourself.
Security, kind of. Your birthday, your
sexuality.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Damn. I'm going to go very deep. Very super deep. All right. So, I'm 26 years old. I actually just turned 26 last month, December.
Oh, you're a baby.
Yeah, I am. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Can't speak of that.
I put mine on theirs.
It's different for us women.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I am Hispanic. My parents are born in Mexico. Dad from Jalisco. Mom is from Michoacán. I'm born and raised here in Long Beach. I haven't moved out anywhere else. Go Long Beach.
Yeah.
To all my folks hearing from Long Beach. I've been in finance. I actually work in finance now. I could say within the past 5 years or so.
Mm.
Other than that, I've been mostly in the fast food industry. That's where I would probably range in.
Yeah, that was you like as a teenager, right?
Yeah, most of my teenager, I did work in McDonald's. For about 4 years, and then I've also been working with In-N-Out, so I can say most of my life I've been in the fast food industry.
Yeah, but what's weird is that people always put that kind of industry down, like if you're in a fast food environment, like it's like, oh, you're just, you have a regular job. I'm just like, not really. Like if you if you're in those shoes, you know that it's pretty tough, especially like when with fast food restaurants like McDonald's or In-N-Out, those are very high pace, and there's like a lot of environment to go in from.
Yeah.
And it's like, you look at it, it's like, dude, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Definitely. First off, I would like to say, since companies will be mentioned, I am not representing no company at all. I'm representing myself and myself only. I would definitely like to give a shout out though for my management years in McDonald's. I feel that those years working back in the actual fast food industry, that's where I've gained a lot of my knowledge on how to run a business. I started off as a regular crew member. I've cleaned up just in fast food in general. I've cleaned up stuff that most people would probably say, you know what, I'm not being paid for in this. My set of mentality is like, hey, I'm on the clock. Put me to clean a restroom, put me to clean a floor. Anything, like I'll unplug the restroom for you guys.
He's like, I'm ready.
I'm getting
to work.
Paid. I'm here to work. I'm not here to. Sorry, I'm bullshit around. I don't know if you guys.
You can swear, yeah.
You can swear, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not here bullshit around. I'm here to get paid and make that money.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, as growing into the McDonald's years, I did become a manager and running just. As a management, I do remember my supervisor at that time. He was like a huge motivational speaker. He was a gym freak, just a healthy like environment freak, you could say.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout those years, I did run. I was pushed into like setting my mindset on running the business. So whenever running the business, I didn't see it that I was making money for anyone else. I was seeing it as if it was my business, as it, if it was my own empire. I did come across a lot of people when being in that promotion where they were telling me, you know what, this is stress, so on. But my way of mentality, I guess, it was more like, you know what, if I ever want to be an entrepreneur, I have to learn how to run my business. So me exactly. stepping into the management role, it's just like I just started seeing it as if it was me running my own business.
Right. And how would you say that benefited you? Like, not only seeing that, like, oh, you're just a manager, you're like, this is your baby, this is what you're taking care of. Like, how do you think that benefited you from the past mentality? Like, what were the differences there?
Well, there, in the management field, like, I could say it benefited me so much, just as me wasting, like, back when I was a crew versus a manager. Just as a crew, I really wouldn't care because I didn't see it in the other perspective on the management field.
Mm-hmm.
It benefited me. It's like, oh, okay, so now I know me just taking a simple chicken nugget could impact. That's a couple of cents lost to the entire company.
Right.
Versus I did see coworkers or so. At that time, you know, it's like they're like, oh, you know, it's not my business. I could say the way of thinking at that time was completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I could say from their mentality versus mine, I guess because that was me, that was me pretending to be as if it was my own business so it could impact me and so it could benefit me sometime in the future if I ever run my business.
It built your integrity, I think.
Like, yes, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well.
Yeah. I never really thought of, like, seeing it that way because, like, this is the first position that I've been in as, like, a management, and there's my ups and downs. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, there's ups and downs where I'm like, man, like, I hate this. Like, this really sucks. But, like, there is those days where I'm just like, hey, this is just feeding what I am going to, like, what I am trying to create, what I am trying to build on, whether it is my empire, whether it is my little hobbies that I do on the side, you know, things like that. So I think it's definitely, I think that's like a good mentality to see it like, where it's
definitely,
you know, it is your business. Sometimes I think where I run into is just, I get too attached in a point where it's like, I think the company has so much potential to go this way and do this way, but I can't do anything about it because it's not really my business in a way.
Right. And I feel like those are one of the limitations of being a manager is that you can only say so much when, you know, it's like you have the owners and like they have their vision and, you know, you have to respect like their opinion because this is theirs technically and they're entrusting you
mm-hmm.
to like implement that. And it is a lot of responsibility that they're laying upon you, but it's like it's a great opportunity to know like what it is on their side, at least for a little bit, like what they have to decide in these mm-hmm. decisions that no one else can make except for them or you.
Yeah, so I think that's a really good mentality to carry and to, like, pass on over and to, like, share it with people because it's like, huh, you know, we get really focused on the just making money, 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 and then being materialistic, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I think there's also, like you were saying, you know, you want something to feed into your empire and what you're – so so saying that, what is your empire? What is it that you are trying to create?
Me, honestly – I'm still kind of undecided. I know there's a business where I want to run. I do not know exactly yet what type of business I would like to run. But I do want to run a business for the fact that I like helping others. The way I see it is like I'm very grateful. Anytime I'm hired for a company, I'm just grateful because they're pretty much bringing bread onto my plate.
Yeah.
They're the ones paying for my bills, my electricity, anything just in general, you get me? So that's the way I see it. If at any point I do run a business, I want at least my employees to be grateful. They may not see it as I do, but I'm helping out others, especially those who are maybe struggling at that time. I'm bringing food onto their plates or to their families as well.
It's not just a job. It's like it's something that is supposed to have benefit everyone in the community. Like, hey, this is part of your work. This is what you can do, like, for yourself. Mm-hmm. Work isn't just work. Work is a way to live.
Yeah.
One thing I always said, or to you guys, I don't know if I've actually touched it, is my mindset was actually changed a couple years back, where you work, no, you live to work, not work to live. And just kind of defining what I just said there, is like anytime, or when you're working so you could live life, so you can enjoy life, and so you could just do what you have to do and what you've always wanted to do. You're not working, or you're not living to like, hey, it's another day, let's go ahead and go back to work, and just becoming a routine. You just, I guess the way I try to do and the way I like to do so is I like to change up my routines here and there just a bit. Although sometimes I guess it does turn into a routine, which I could say anyone's life does.
Life is routine. It's just based on like how you wanna live it.
I think you can easily you can be in a routine, but just it's just how you live it, how you're seeing it, your perspective, how you're taking it in, and like when I first moved out here, I was like, oh, this is new,
right?
You know, this is new. But then there's been moments already starting, whether it's this year or ending last year, where I'm like, man, I'm in a routine again. So it really is just perspective, I think, and how you're living it and how you really, how you like life to your, and that's the thing. That's another thing, right? Like, are you living life to your standards or to the person right next to you, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
And I forgot where this quote came from, but someone said, if you want to get out of the rat race, you know, like that routine.
We talked about it three episodes ago.
Something like that, yeah. I think so. It's like, you want to get out the rat race, stop racing. Go your own path.
You're not racing with anyone else. You're racing with your own self.
Exactly.
Your own competition is yourself, no one else.
Exactly.
Because if you do start seeing other people's, like their growth, some people's growth might be a lot faster and maybe a lot bigger than yours at that moment. But yours may just soar, at least what we say in this stock market. It may soar just out of nowhere.
Even Gary Vee said it too, whereas like if you live your life without worrying about other people's growth and having that affect you negatively, life becomes awesome because you just want them to be happy as much as you want to be happy.
I definitely agree. I think for the longest time, like, there was a moment in my life when I would compare. And I'd be like, I'm not like that person. I'm not financially like that person. I don't look like that person. I don't think like that person. But it's like, then when you decide to really step out of that, you're like, I don't know. I think it brings more structure to what you really are doing.
Yeah.
And whether it is your main career or whether it is a job that's going to take you there.
Right.
Financially. You know? Definitely, and so definitely. It's like I've mentioned this before. It's like, I work for Starbucks and as a part-time every now and then, like every probably 3 times a week. And I mean, it's not the way I speak about coffee. It's not a way that like I wouldn't want to work at Starbucks for the rest of my life. But at a point it's paying for the bills. It's paying, like you said, right? It's paying for the bread, you know? Yeah. And it's also on top of that, it's supporting me going to these events and these projects and creating projects that it's like, you know, that are going to lead to that empire that I'm creating.
So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely.
And you, that you're going into that coffee field, you know, on at least things you like, things that you could grab out of Starbucks, and things that you probably would tweak up just a bit.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so I think it's really, really good that you're, like, you're having that mentality at a young age, especially just because it's, like, not a lot of us really receive those. Especially in management, you work with a lot of these younger like college students,
like, well, I don't know if you
did, or I don't know if you did, but it's like, yeah, working with like college students, as simple as that, it was really
just tough. 9 to 5 and once they're out the clock, they're no longer manager.
it's definitely I don't know, I always tell my sister, I'm like, man, because when I was a supervisor at Starbucks a few years back, it's like, man, Michi, like, these college students, like, they're not logical smart. They're book smart, which is like, it drives me nuts as a manager. Like, it's like, I need you to go change the coffee. Like, okay. They just look at you.
How do you like change this?
Like, dude, I hired you for this. How do you not know?
Do you two feel like that you were ever in that position where like, oh my God, like, I don't know what I'm doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah.
Isn't it funny to see the growth in that?
I think I've seen it as a manager.
Okay.
But as a barista, or even before when I did start as a barista, I don't think so. Because I feel like my parents have always taught me, like, to work. Like, my work ethic has been like, no, estás enferma? Well, suck it up. You're going to go to fucking work. Like, like, no. Like, unless that you're literally on your deathbed, like, you'll go to work,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
So things like that where it's like, I don't know, just like always go, go, go. Let's do it. But I don't know.
Sure. But I do want to kind of, I guess, change that up. I guess us as Hispanics, we're so teach, at least we're so taught, like, you know what? You got to work until your last breath. If you cannot breathe, then that's where you cannot go to work.
Like, that's when you take a break.
Exactly.
Take a 10.
Call off. You're almost dying. No, I think like you should take care of yourself.
Exactly.
One thing I once heard from a customer, I don't know where in my career, that I was told, it was actually a lady. I do remember this lady, at least I visualized her. And she told me, you know what? If you're sick, she's like, then just call off or go home. Remember, if you have the health, then that means you have work. If you don't have the health, then how are you going to work?
Exactly.
Yeah. You get me? So it's like, I feel us as Hispanics, we are taught like, hey, let's go. We got to hustle, a chingarle, you know, like todo lo que da. But you also got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
It's not always about work. Work will always come back later to you if you're unable to attend work at all. You get me?
I think it's just part of the ancestral trauma that they had to go through, where it's just like they had a lot of our ancestors, a lot of our, we're the descendants. So what is that? Predescendants or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Predescendants.
Something like that. I don't know.
Generation before us.
Yeah, the generation before us, a lot of them had to like either cross the border or they just got discriminated a lot just by their appearance or just like who they are. So it's, I can understand that it's hard for them to be like, I might not have this job tomorrow. I don't know if I'll be given another opportunity. But like nowadays we see it where it's like, you know what? No, fuck that. We have these opportunities.
Well, even, well, even like when they're not working, like, I don't know if your parents are like this, but when my mom's not at work,
looking for something to work.
She's still working.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like, I think.
It's like it never stops.
You even see this when you're in California, in Guatemala. Like, people are doing every little thing they can to earn one penny.
Yeah.
As simple as that. So it's like, I really think, it happens from our ancestral trauma and where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, obviously, the American culture is nothing close to, like, Guatemalan culture or the Mexican culture or Salvadoran culture.
It's different.
It's very different. But it's also, like, I think me as going into a management position, it definitely has made me realize, like, okay, if I can't work, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least, and this might be actually in a pessimistic or negative way to see it, but not as much as I used to, but there was moments when I would look at it, it's like, it ain't even my business, so I'm gonna call in sick. Because I really am sick, right? I really am sick, but like, I really am gonna call in sick. It's not my business, it's fine. You know? Like, I finally have taken a step back from that, but I still slightly think about that, where it's like, how, like, for example, my mom, right? She'll work 7 days a week, 6 days a week, but when we went to visit her, she got that Saturday off. They didn't want to give it to her, but she's like, no, like, I'm not going. Like, I've asked for it multiple times, right? And it's rare that she does that. So it's like, for her to step back and be like, this business, this restaurant is going to run with me or without me.
Right.
And obviously this is a reasonable reason why I'm calling out.
Right.
So I think there's that balance, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But that's definitely how my family's been. Like,
yeah, they always find something to work on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, I guess, how my mentality, now that we're sort of in this topic here, it was implanted on my head that I had to learn how to hustle.
Yeah.
You get me? Because me, born and raised here in America, I know my parents came from Mexico. They both came here to create a better life at that time for themselves, because they probably didn't even know that they were going to have kids or they were going to have me at all.
Yeah.
You get me? I did hear out both my parents' stories, and the one that most motivated me was my dad's, where he told me that there'll be times where he would have to go wash his teeth, go shower in the beach, in Long Beach, and there'll be times where he would even have to sleep in a car, you get me? Mm-hmm. He didn't have an actual place where to sleep, and that's where my mindset was like, you know what, if my dad went through that struggle, then... Mm. me as an American, and I do not know if any other American kid or not here, I feel that at one point we're like, man, we have it too easy. We get too comfortable. You get me? Mm-hmm. And where we don't try to do that little extra effort to be able to hustle and bring for our plate. You get me?
Yeah.
My parents, I feel they've been successful with their lives in the couple of years they've been here in the United States. Now I'm like, you know what? If they were able to create their empire, quote unquote, then it's my turn to create whatever, and it's my turn to continue my legacy or their legacy, but on my way, my point of view. Mm-hmm. You get me? It's I need to start creating a route where if they were able to do so, me as an American, like, and just the way I like to see it, I guess, like, I'm hustling for my parents, I'm hustling for myself, but then also I like to represent my Hispanic community. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, guys, we're all able to bring, at least bring ourselves up. You get me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's, I guess that's my way of thinking it as well.
I think it's, like, that's one of the first things I definitely acknowledge from you. Because it was like, I came out here, you know, oh, we'll figure it out. You know, like, things are going to pretty much get given to me on my plate, like, work-wise, right?
Right.
But it's like, then I started seeing the way you hustle and, like, the way, like, you work two jobs, you know, and, like, how you're just, like, nonstop. Like, but you're also taking the time to, like, take a seat back, relaxing, treating yourself, whether it is with materialistic things or whether it is with just a moment of community like here, right? And so I was just like, man, like, that's really, like, all right, let's get it. Let's do it, you know? And so it's definitely, like, that's a very inspirational thing to have. And it's, I think it's a root from all of our families, you know, all of our culture and our communities. And like I said a little bit back, when I used, and you probably have observed this as well when you go to Mexico, but when I go to Guatemala, like, nobody's just kind of, like, hanging out just, like, asking for money that isn't really there. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You know, because mostly you're, like, my grandma's, like, 80. She's 98 years old, and she's walking around doing things and getting things done, cooking, let's get shit done. Mm, yep. A lo mejor no le está dando dinero, right? She's probably not getting a paycheck like we do, but she's doing something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's definitely, and I see that, and it's like, all right, let's feed into this, you know, because as much as, like, the trauma that our ancestors went, our parents went through, and everything we've gone through and we keep going through, like, now, so we've been given another chance to change it and add more to that legacy. Yeah. And bring more, like, I don't know, just more, like, glory into this, like, thing we call our Latinx culture, you know, which is Mexican, Salvadorian, Central Americans, South Americans, and all types of cultures in general, to be honest. Yeah. Because really, I think America, it really is a melting pot.
Yeah, well, that was the goal. You know?
It's a melting pot. Yeah. And I don't know, it's crazy to think that, like, sometimes, yeah, like, you know, we don't take advantages of what we have been given.
Especially, I think, within our ages. One thing I like to, what I really love about working in the banking field is that I meet all sorts of people, mm-hmm. all types of backgrounds, and some, at least the people I really like to advise and I really like to mentor would be high school, once they come in and open up high school accounts. So high school kids, the biggest portion of my savings was during high school time.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell them, like, you know what? I know you're young. You want to go enjoy your life. I know you want to do all this. You want the newest car. You want to just show off. You get me? It's normal, especially within those ages. And I tell them, like, at that time, believe me, you're gonna be grateful if you ever done this. It's that time hustle. You get me? I started working at age 14. I started working under the table. I worked in construction because a friend would invite me over and, like, hey, let's work. And at age 14, I learned how to, like, damn, money is not given to me. You get me? Because I had it easy at first. I guess throughout my entire life, I did have it pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I refused to have everything easy. Like, I wanted to actually work. I didn't I didn't like when, I guess, the older, I don't know if you've ever heard this before, like, ahorita los niños, pretty much, they have it all in hand. You get me?
Yeah, I hate that saying.
Yeah, and then me, I hate it so much, honestly. Like, no, no, I don't want to have anything in hand. Yeah. You get me? Yeah. If it's given to me, yes, thank you, it's given to me, but I do not want to have anything in hand. Mm-hmm. I want to actually work for
my That's not our everything. Only option, yes. Exactly. Like, we work.
Exactly.
And we know how
Exactly, work. Exactly.
Yeah, I'm up now. All right. Yeah, that's one of those things where, like, they get me irritated because it's like, that's not true.
Yeah.
At least for not all of us. I know there's some people, I can't speak for everyone, but from what I've seen, we work fucking hard. Mm-hmm. And our generation, at least as millennials, we were the ones that we have the most business owners. We've ventured out in business endeavors that a lot of people haven't seen in a while, at least at this capacity.
Yeah.
You know, and we have innovators, and I can only expect that from even more from the next generation that we have, you know, mm-hmm. that this is what's going to happen. It's just going to get better and better, and that's the goal.
Shout out to millennials.
Say all that you want to say about us. We try, man.
Yeah.
Just like you. We all try.
Yeah. No, it's definitely like, I think to carry that mentality is like not an easy thing to just kind of like go with it, but because you're definitely going with the struggle, right? Mm. Like, you're definitely choosing to, like, no, Dad, I'll pay for my own hamburger. I got it. You True. Know, it's like you yeah. giving up that form of allowance, then to, like, go blast it off somewhere else, you know? Like, and I use that as an example for, like, myself, right? It was just, I was 10 years old, and I was like, nah, I'll take care of it because you give enough for me. Like, I'll take care of it for myself. Mm. So things like that, it's like, to keep that mentality constant, like, I think it's, like, really good. But then it also, we have to remind ourselves, like, okay, but don't go crazy about it to where we are go, 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 go.
Right.
Because then that does lead to these mental, like, breakdowns, mental, like, just where anybody, you know, like, that goes through panic attacks, anxiety, depression, like, and I list only those three because those are things that I've gone through. Are very tough things. And those, I could strongly believe for myself, and I'm only going to say it for myself, that those things only came to me due to busting my ass off and then getting to a point where I would just overwork myself.
And what if you do overwork yourself at the end of the day, you're going to want to work less. You're going to start wanting to call off more, mm-hmm. and you're not going to put your full potential. Management will start seeing that. And, you know, you're not going to be the brightest star out there. You get me? So, personally, me, I like taking a lot of vacations during the year. you know, it's like, well, I'm at work, I'm hustling my ass off.
Yeah.
But also, I have to take care of myself. I like to take two major trips throughout my year.
Mm.
Small ones throughout the year, whether they're camping trips, as you are, or at least you guys know. I love to camp. I like nature. But two major trips, for one, just like, exploring around the world, see what I really love. The reason why I go out to these trips is not for one. Yeah, I do go to see other places, explore the places, get to know other cultures. But I like seeing how other people think, how other how other cultures see themselves as well, and how their way of mentality just in general and. Their way of mentality, I try bringing it with me and just change up a little my mindset as well. So every trip I take, I do like bringing something along with me and just like, hey, man, this past year I went to Asia and, man, like they're super humble. Mm-hmm. So I like bringing that humbleness in myself. Like I saw people, fortunately, out there that they look very poor. You know, so once I do come to America, I'm like, man, I'm super grateful.
Yeah.
I have a roof over my head. I have a job. I have, you know, I'm being paid. I can say I'm making decent money where now it's my time to start hustling here.
Now you can do your best.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So either enhance yourself or just try to better the lives of others. Like right. either with your generosity or with like your humbleness or kindness, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, that's a goal of mine is that I just want to. I want to explore the world and I want to see like what people have to offer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I know people are quickly judged by others just based on like where they are or their appearance or their environment. It's like, mm-hmm. it's not that simple, you know? There's more to people than just what they are and who they surround themselves by, really.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a major thing to consider. It's like, oh, who you surround yourself by is who you're trying to represent yourself. But at the same time, a lot of people don't have a choice. And it's like, even like how Martin Luther King Jr. said, you know, his dream was that we're not judged by the color of our skin. We're judged by the content of our character.
Yeah.
And as a little kid, like I saw that like right off the bat, you know, I was the only light skinned kid around in like a predominantly like a black school. Mm-hmm. So it was like, yeah, I shouldn't have to feel judged by anybody. And then as you get older, you kind of see like, hey, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And kids that like, you don't want to get out of that bully stage. they get tired of like being a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
They start saying like, hey man, what's up?
Yeah.
And you feel that respect. You feel that, you know, that connection like as a human.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I think traveling definitely does like a good, especially when you go with an open mentality.
Yes.
To absolutely everything.
To everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, and that's not just like, oh, go open-minded to the food. Like, I mean, that's a one, you know.
That's one thing. Yeah. It's just food, though.
But, man, you go open-minded to every single little thing, and you will experience, you, I don't know, like, you, your mind will just be blown.
It's unexplainable. You have to live it there.
It really is. It really is. Definitely. And it's just like, it's so beautiful to, like, just go and see these people for who they are. You know, you're not going and saying, they're Latinos, they're probably the same as me. Like, they're probably part of Latinx culture, but no, they're still a whole entirely different people, you know? And it's just like, their culture is completely different. And so, yeah, like, traveling definitely, like, brings a lot of perspective. And it motivates you to, like, come back and work even harder.
Yep.
Not because...
For the next trip, like...
Yeah.
During work, you're actually thinking like, okay, so where should I go? Pull up a whole map, like where in the world could I select?
Well, not even like.
Where's the pin falling?
Yeah.
Well, not even like necessarily just that, but it's also like it makes you come back to work, and because you're just like excited to show these little personality skills that you've picked up.
Yeah.
Whether it's humbleness, whether it's communication, whether it's like sharing these. I mean, me personally, that works in customer service, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I work in customer service and I'm excited to come back from any type of trip. And everybody already knows like, oh, Carla, how was your trip? Where'd you go this time? I'm like, oh, I went to Belize, right? And they're like, oh, how was it? Oh my God, it was out of this world. And boom, I'll just like go off about it,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But then I also, like you were saying, you picked up skills of humbleness. You pick up skills of work ethics or whatever. And it's like, you come back and you go to work and you're like, I don't know, just like, it's like a drug.
Yeah.
It like adds more to like why you want to be a better person every single motherfucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because these people are working their ass off with less than a quarter of what we have.
Sounds like me.
You know? I know, right? I've been hanging around for too long. But yeah, you know, like these people are waking up at like 5 in the morning, going to work on a bike that's like a flat tire, and they're still going to work.
Oh, you got a 2019 car up in here.
Yeah. I know. 2018, thank you. But yeah, no, it's just like, it's crazy how that's, I don't know, it just motivates me.
Yeah.
You know, when I came back from Guatemala, I was like, everybody's like, oh, were you sad to leave? I'm like, yeah, it was bittersweet, you know, because vacation's fun.
Yeah.
But I'm also really excited to work. And they were like, and customers would be like, what? Why? Like, because I'm ready to make some money. I'm ready to like show people back in Guatemala, like share donations with them or I don't know, just like I know the need in Guatemala. So I'm excited to come back and use my privilege, because I'm an American. I have been given a privilege. I'm excited to use this privilege that I've been given and take it back and serve the people of my culture.
I love throwing people off like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tell them, like, I want to go back or to work or something, and they start looking at you all crazy.
I want to go back to work.
I recently had a conversation with a coworker of mine. I'm going through a promotion with one of my employers. And if I pass exam, then I'll be able to sell securities along with investments, so on, right? Now, I one of the biggest questions I do have from employers, or at least from coworkers all over the place, would be like, hey, so once you get, if you get that promotion, are you quitting in and out? No. Then like, why not? You're going to be getting already bigger checks here. I'm like, why am I going to get quit in and out when working with in and out, I could work my ass off there and I'll make a better check than I want to make. Yes. That right here. And then they're like, yeah, I didn't see it that way.
It's true.
Yeah. So I'm like, no. That during that time, that's my time where I could go ahead and start soaring even more. Exactly. You get me? Yeah, so I guess exactly. It's just that way of mentality. If you open up your mindset, if you open up the way of that you're thinking, change up your negative thinking when it comes to work, when it comes to people, when it comes just in anything in general.
Yeah.
That's where you're opening up to opportunities to be able to grow your mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's sad to see that sometimes people don't open up their mind, like, and then they just stay stuck, you know? And
right.
I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, it's not that sad because it's not my life, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm living for me, right? But, like, to see that there is people that just stay with a closed-minded, right?
Right.
And then that keeps them. It's
like, oh, man, like, that's
and too bad. To clarify, like, being closed-minded or being not open-minded, meaning, in my perspective, is meaning, like, you know what you want, and there's only one particular way to get it. For example, I want to be a business owner, right? Okay, the only way I can be a business owner is if I go to college and I get a degree and I have this much to put down and so forth. You know, like, typical, right? Like, that's typical, right?
Right.
But then you step out of that and you're open-minded. Like, you know what? I'm going to be open-minded. I'm going to go work my ass off at some other job. I'm going to earn the money and I'm going to start building, you know,
right.
building. Yep. You know, like, as time goes on, you're starting to see things and pieces fall into place.
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I just think about it that way. And it sucks that people can't see that mentality sometimes. Because it's like, dude, you got so much potential. Like, you know, or maybe you don't have potential, but because I see that I didn't think I had this potential, and just one click of I have an open mind, boom, everything started, like, domino effect.
Everybody got potential, you know?
Yeah. I think it comes to a point where people, they, I guess, dig themselves too much in a hole. Mm-hmm. Where, for instance, let's say if I'm eating super bad, and I'm like, you know what? At least I'm in that stage right now. Where I'm just, I guess, like, this cold, this winter, I'm like, man, like, the sunlight, there's no sunlight. I got no energy to work out. You get me?
Yeah.
I'm already getting tired of the dark right now. actually, just yesterday, I was at the beach with a friend of mine. And I was telling her, I'm like, man, I'm tired of this darkness. You get me? It's like, I need light already.
I need,
like,
sun.
I just feel throughout the entire day, it's super dark. You get me? It's like, because once I go out, I just get so... like, ah, man, I don't feel like doing anything today.
It's that
today.
Vitamin Z.
That's what only the sun can provide for you. Let's just keep it at that.
I mean, let's just keep it at that. Anyways,
But it's true, though, because, you know, the sun really does get you, like, active, gets you going, and I've heard, like, the people that listen to the podcast, it's like, it gets dark in California? And we're like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, homies, it does.
We get seasons, but the seasons kind of change through the day. You know, you wake up cold, in the middle of the day you're hot, then it kind of gets a little foggy at night, and then it's back to freezing.
Yeah, I mean, when I was living in Utah, I would go through, like, these stages of depression in the winter. Because it's like, it
gets too gloomy.
And if it's sunny,
and then
you
dig yourself even more into a hole where you're just eating unhealthier.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, ah, man, I'll work out later. And, like, I got no energy to work out.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
And same thing, I guess, where with people. I guess, like, they dig themselves too much in a hole where it's hard, or they're unable to see themselves change their mentality or change lifestyle.
Yeah.
I guess the reason why I'm touching this topic, because I used to be a little vago, you get me? Where back in the day, if you would have seen me versus now, I was more on that little thuggish lifestyle. I lived that thuggish lifestyle. I brought people in that thuggish lifestyle where... Unfortunately, I even took people, and I've even recruited people, as they would say, in gangbang lives. Now, there is close friends of mine where I've tried pulling them out now that I'm in, like, in the present.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Like, hey, man, I got myself out. It's time to pull you out. And they're like, nah, there's, like, I'm happy for you. They tell me this. I'm happy for you, but this is my lifestyle. You get me? Like, I already did a fuck up. I'm already fuck up. Like, I'm unable to see myself as a good person. And it's sad because on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, I try to pull them out.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, there's like, it's not for me. Mm. And, you know, it's so much you could do for a person as well.
And at that point, it's their choice.
Yep.
Really. And even if they believe that they don't have a choice, it's still their choice. And all you can really do is just say, hey, you got a choice.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, but it's up to them.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
Well, to end it off, I just want to just ask you, what is it that you want to see in yourself? Just everyone keeps saying the same things, that 2020 vision shit, you know?
We heard it today.
We heard it today four times.
It was the theme of the
It's the theme of that. Yeah, it is the orthodontist dream year, you know?
Yes.
Yep.
I saw a billboard coming from Las Vegas. I think you missed it. Oh, it's
Big Bird?
A billboard.
Billboard.
Oh, like, I'm like Big coming Bird?
Home. I'm not Sesame Street here.
Like, coming billboard. Home from Utah, I saw a billboard that said, what is that, 2020 vision.
Yep.
And it was a LASIK. It was a LASIK promotion. LASIK vision.
Yeah. It was like, come get your 2020 vision in 2020. I'm like, Lord.
Genius.
But all right, what are some things that, since we're just starting off the new year, like, I remember you told me this is the year you want to hustle more than you've hustled before. Scary as fuck, and I'm excited for you. Because we know how much you hustle. So I want you to just elaborate a little bit before we go and just try to, like, spread that wealth of knowledge that you want to spread.
So what your question is, why do I want to hustle?
No, what is it that you want to do, like, to change?
Like, yeah. Is there any, like new plans that you have, or, like, because as far as change?
Yeah, exactly. Because as far as we know, you said you wanted to hustle your ass off this year even more.
Fuck yes.
Like, shit. You know, we've seen how you hustle.
So we're not seeing Roger all year.
Yeah, well, as I told you guys, this year, it's my year. Like, I need to start soaring. You know what I mean? I need to start working my ass off and just, like ripping shit off. You get me?
Yeah.
Ripping
off the band-aid.
No, like, this year, I'm going, like, the way I sat back last year and the year previous to it, I've enjoyed life. I've done stuff that most people are like, whoa, you did such thing?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I guess everything I try to do with a plan. Where I've enjoyed life. I already enjoyed myself 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? If I continue enjoying life, such as I'm just kicking back now,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go get to my goal. So this year, I'm like, you know what? I've worked my ass off since age 14. Now it's time to work my ass off to a point where I'm like, damn, I didn't even see myself work this hard in my life. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
This year, I'm going through a point where I'm going to be disappearing for about two months or so, 8 to 10 weeks. Mm-hmm.
That's how heavy it's going to be. It's going to be, he's going to disappear.
Yeah, I'm just leaving my social life. So I could pass this exam.
Yeah.
You get me? It's like, I'm a person that I didn't go to college because I feel that I'm a burro when it comes to studying.
No.
You get me? When it comes to studying?
No,
but if you put me to work.
Te pareces como un burro, pero no, eres un burro.
Yeah, también. But I mean, like, when it comes to work, like, damn, give me the hardest work, the job, and I'll get it done for you. Like, I'll figure out how to, like, get it done, but I'll get it done.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, no. Like, something, my biggest fear is, like, opening a book. Sitting down and opening a book and just studying, which this year I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give my fun away for 8 to 10 weeks. And if I pass this exam, then that's where the bigger money is going to start coming in. And I'm just going to start working my two jobs. Once I pass this exam, I'm going to start working both jobs, some bigger paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, both paychecks from In-N-Out and my current banking position.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is at least to be working Monday to Friday. So Saturday and Sundays, I'm working my ass off, working mm-hmm. hard, but I'm also playing hard in the weekends. Exactly. I'm just enjoying life as well.
Exactly.
You get me? So I do see myself starting to look into properties.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things when I, back in 2017, I traveled. I was looking for friendships to travel with. I saw myself getting answered more like, you know what, I can't because of work, family, or there's different answers reasons, I was getting yeah. and different reasons, which unfortunately I wasn't able to experiment my first trip with a family member or a loved one, which that's okay because I saw it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Once I took my trip, I took it alone. I remember I once I bought that first ticket, everyone's like, nah, no one believed me. You hear me? No one believed me. Like, no way, you're not going to Spain alone. You're not going to be enjoying this trip alone. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Mm. Same thing now. I'm looking for my first property. I'm not married. I'm nothing, you know, like completely single.
Phone number.
Let the boy live. Hold on.
No, I just got it. We will put the information on the description.
Okay.
You will have to wait 8 to 10 weeks. 8 to 10 weeks.
Sounds like you're making it sound like I'm pregnant.
You have to pass through the first interview through us. And
the entrance exam.
Good luck. I'm gonna pick you one.
Okay. Back to
yeah. So, kind of seen myself as well going on a solo ride,
right.
where I'm looking to purchase my first property alone, mm-hmm. no one's help. I like doing stuff like my first thing, like whether it's my first purchase, my first experiment, my first anything.
Yeah.
I like doing it alone. So I'm like, you know what? Oh,
that's the most finally, raw, yeah.
Exactly. Like, damn, I was able to accomplish this on my own, alone.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Now, if second property, if I ever get married or whatever, then it could actually be done with my future wife or, you know, however my...
Whatever happens.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever my destiny takes looks like. Mm. Yeah, so that's pretty much my goal there.
Hell yeah.
Very motivational.
And it was very awesome hearing from you. Finally getting you on the episode. Yeah. That was a goal of mine like last year. Now we got it done in the beginning of this year. So that's awesome.
Thank God. I think you were like the first one that we wanted to interview, but then it never happened.
Yeah. Now we're like, oh my God, okay, now we're going to get this person. I'm going to get this person. And we're like, when are we going to interview Roger?
Yeah.
We see him like every week.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest things, I love motivating people.
Mm-hmm.
I just love, it's not even that I'm trying to motivate someone. I just like sharing my point of view of life and finance and stuff. I have a huge passion for finance. If at any point anyone out there needs suggestions, advice, or anything, feel free to hit me up on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel you guys are going to be tagging me right now. So feel free to hit me up, and I could give you guys advice on how to save up, mm-hmm. depending on your scenario.
Like quick tips and like see what can help.
Definitely.
You.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sure. I think those are always great because we never, I don't know about you guys, but I never got those type of like mentors or like influences in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not because my parents didn't want to, but because obviously my parents barely made ends meet, you know? So it's just like, it was hard for them. And they succeeded for them, for us, right? So it's like, as an adult, it's like, dang, I have to teach all of this stuff to my sister, but I don't know how to, because I had to learn it by my own, you know?
Yeah.
I had to go through two cars that were in the dealership or not in the dealership, and until I figured out, okay, this is how you actually buy a car, and this is how you finance it, and this is how loans work, and this is how contracts work, and blah, 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 and interest, and, you know, you can't just go buy a car and be like, oh, $400 a month, I got it. Like, no, you know?
So like, hold on.
You know, like, being smart about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely, like, you got to know that you've inspired me for sure. So it's, like, definitely when I, like, hustle my ass off, it's, like, you know, it's because people like you have influenced, like, all right, let's hustle. Let's get shit done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like, for those of us seen the movie Elf, you know, when he's, like, in the store,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, all right, pay everybody, 9 a.m. tomorrow, Santa Claus is coming down, right?
He starts screaming.
And then, like, Elf is like, yeah, Santa! Like, he, like, yells.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's, like, a really intense, like, description of what I'm feeling, but that's kind of how I feel when it's like, all right, let's go make money. Like, let's do this shit. Like, money! But it's like, that's really how I feel, you know? It's like, yeah, like it, yeah, don't get me wrong, there's days.
Money is not Santa. But we're just
don't
excited.
Don't let your kids listen to it. But yeah, so it's definitely like, that's the mentality, I think.
Yeah.
Like right now when you were just saying that, you know, like working both jobs, bigger paychecks, I'm like, that's all I could picture, Elf. But yeah, with your face.
But also remember, yes, I guess my main pointers was for one, hustle your ass off.
Yeah.
You get me? Secondly, enjoy yourself, live life, because it's just one life.
Yeah.
But third, also, you're just not only hustling your ass off, you're putting that same money to work.
Yeah.
You get me? Because
yeah,
I guess a lot as Hispanics is we're very scared of risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we're in America. America's all about risk.
Yeah.
You get me? And when I come to work with other ethnicities, I've even come to learn myself, like, man, like, once I touch my a topic to Hispanics, they're a little more scared of putting their money into investments and into some type of risk.
Yeah, because they made a huge risk just even getting into this country. They're like, oh, I don't want to continue risking because I feel like...
Yeah, and what I've come to see and what I've come at least to learn is that us Hispanics, like, yeah, we're hustling our ass off. Pretty much that same money that we're saving up, that's all the money, that all the hours we've been putting into work.
Yeah.
But don't let it be like that. You also have to put some money, not all money, to risk, because it's like if everything was to go dip.
But an appropriate amount
exactly
into like stocks or into investments or even bonds and stuff like that.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. Put some into work.
Yeah.
When you get certified, I'm going to come talk to you. Yeah. I got some. I mean... Definitely.
Got a little so-so.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, like Starbucks gives you stock. And I've showed you before.
Yeah.
But I don't think we really like were able to like just sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just sitting there.
I mean, for the first time I showed Melanie what I had invested in. And
yeah.
She's like, huh?
Yeah. But I think it like would help to like, all right, I need to go to your office and you just need to show me.
Yeah. Stuff. Just like go.
Yeah.
Like a professional. Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. 401ks. That's one other way of putting as... Us as younger folks, we really don't like see ourselves into retirement.
Yeah.
A lot of people think I'm crazy because I'm already seen into retirement. You get me?
Excuse me, sir. You haven't done anything.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Man.
I'm already putting money aside.
Yeah.
Plus my investment accounts. So like now I guess I'm putting certain money like in my 401k.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have many expenses yet. I don't have many, like, I'm not, no ando comprometido en ninguna manera, like, no wife, no kids, nothing yet.
Right.
So it's like, make sure you're putting the max what you can into your 401k, into your retirement pension plans. There's so many things for your kids. There's 529 plans.
Yeah.
Those pretty much are college plans.
It's just so confusing, so overwhelming. And so I think it's great. It's great that you know how to do this stuff because I've had this and I've shared this experience with you. I've gone into Fidelity and I'm wearing overalls, Converse, Latina woman walking into this Fidelity place, only white male guys. There was like three guys in there and they didn't take care of me until I had to go looking through these halls like, hi, is there somebody who can help me? And then like they helped me. They're like, what do you need? Like,
right.
They looked at me like as if I was lost.
The way I guess I learned it myself is I never went out for any type of advice to these banking experts or so, right? I just Google it myself.
But see, not a lot of people have the ability to do that, or they still become overwhelmed when they do look over those stuff, right? So that's why I think it's really great that you are in the position you are, because I would feel, even if I didn't know you, like, I think I would feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, sir, like, I don't know what my bank account is saying. I don't know what this stock means. I don't know what this 401k means. I don't know what this and this and this.
Right.
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. So I think it's really great that you are a representative of the Latinx community out there, you know, in the position you are. So like, as much as you do love motivating people, it's like, it's just like a relief. You know, like to me personally, because I have faced a lot of discrimination.
There you go.
If I can speak.
Day.
in a lot of places, not necessarily just in the finances area right. in my life, but in a lot of places, it's like, it's definitely good. It's always so good to see that there is somebody from our culture there to represent and yeah. be like, I need help. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't know how to do this. Like, can you teach me? And really be okay with saying, I don't know how to do this. Like, be vulnerable with, like...
Yeah, like, being honest with yourself.
Because right? sometimes it's scary to be like, I have a couple $1,000 there and I don't know what to do with it. Like,
which, that's okay. Like, me going into the health industry or so, yes, my expertise may be the finance, but other topics, I may not be so expertise on it. You get me?
Yeah.
So, it's okay. Yeah.
And it's like telling, like, you know, just having those type of people where it's like, it's okay to ask these questions. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, what does a 401k mean? Like, you know, like, I personally, personally, I know what it means, but when I was 20, I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, because, people judge you and it's like, you don't know what it means.
Like, exactly.
I'm sorry, like, I don't.
Like, my parents didn't have it.
Right.
You know, like, they were working under the table or something. And it's like, so for me to, like, grow up and be like, all right, sister, like, teaching my sister everything, like, Michi, this is a 401k. This is what stocks are. This, but to the best of my knowledge, but still I'm over here like, what the fuck is this shit?
And then I had a high school teacher where he gave me, he was talking to me, he was like, something about taxes or whatever and stuff like that, or just about finance stuff. And he's like, your parents didn't teach you this? And I was like, no, I do. And we're both Hispanic. We're both
Latino. Do enough adult classes.
Yeah, I know.
Which leads me to, what is her name? Jess? No, not Jess. Your friend that you met in school? She's an anime...
Oh, Taylor.
Taylor. Oh, my God. Why Jess?
I know. Why did I pick up too?
Taylor's mom, she runs a business on, like, teaching adult classes.
For what?
Just adult classes. Like, how to adult. Like, whether it's, like, finances. How to adult. Whether it's, like, huh?
How to adult.
How to adult, you know? Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Which I would love to talk to her. We need to talk to her. Like, hey, can we join one of your classes?
Exactly.
You know, because, yeah, it's like you said, you know, like, your expertise is probably in finances, but in... coffee, right? For my example, like, coffee is my expertise. If I were to be like, hey, you're drinking I don't know, I think that's 7-Eleven coffee.
No, I brewed my own coffee.
Oh, okay, good. I don't know, it may not be as good. But then that's when all of it comes together, right? Where it's like, all right, I'm looking to invest in a coffee farm because I love coffee and that's my expertise. Now let me let the other expertise of the finances take care of it, you know?
Yeah.
Can you help me with this? So it's like making that team and that connection.
That's all the business is about, is collaboration, yeah.
And it's, yeah. It's,
and I feel that's why we're all humans, we're all here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. You get me? To help each other out.
Exactly.
Because one, here among us four, I may be the finance pro, coffee person, and then just like teaching. So you get me? Yeah. Like,
yeah. Nobody knows what I do. Mm-hmm.
To me, man, you're good with electronics.
Sound engineer, hello. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're definitely here to help each other out. I really love talking about this topic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, anyone out there really needs any assistance, does not know where to start off or so, feel free to hit me up. I'm not a professional, but I could possibly give you the basics on how to get started. So,
yeah. Cool. Well,
thank you very much for being on the show. It's always awesome being with you. You're my oldest friend. We all love you. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
And we hope to see you in 8 to 10 weeks. Hopefully do another episode, see what happens
now. Yeah, see how it went.
You know?
See how it went. Yeah, for sure.
And then we can just go from there.
Right on. Yeah, definitely.
Cool. All right. Well,
va pues. Vámonos.
Peace.